from the heart of our nation's capital, this is Washington Watch Weekend Edition. Now, here's your host, David Salkeld.
This week on the Weekend Edition of Washington Watch, election confusion and a call for calm. Greetings, fellow patriots. I am David Salkeld, and I'm a constitutional conservative, Reagan Republican, and Christ follower. Well, we had an election on Tuesday of this week, and then chaos ensued. This has resulted in a lot of people being anxious about what will come next. In light of that, Family Research Council hosted a prayer event on Wednesday night, and we thought you would appreciate it here on the Weekend Edition of Washington Watch. Here's Family Research Council President Tony Perkins to introduce the evening.
Tonight, we're joined by Pastor Jack Hibbs, Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, and Michelle Bachman, former congresswoman from Minnesota, and the chairman of the board for the Family Research Council. And I just want to start us off with a passage of Scripture, one that we've probably referred to frequently over the last 7 months as this country has been in the midst of a pandemic, and there's been uncertainty, and there's been anxiety. But in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, this is what the Word says. This is what Paul told the Philippians. He said, "Be anxious for nothing." Nothing. "But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." So tonight, we want to take our anxiety and the uncertainty, and with thanksgiving. Thankful that we live in a country in which we actually have an opportunity to vote and to determine our leadership and have a voice in our future. We're thankful that we're even wrestling through these things right now, because many people around the world do not have even the ability to engage in the anxiety that comes with an election, because they don't have that choice. So we're thankful tonight that we live in a country in which we still have these freedoms, but we're bringing our request before God that He would oversee this process. The votes have been cast, they're being counted. We want to ensure that there is integrity in this process. So join me as we open our time together tonight in prayer. Father, as Paul told the Philippians, to be anxious for nothing. And Lord, we know how important this election is and the outcome and what's at stake in this election. We've talked about that for the last 10 weeks. But Lord, we're not going to carry that anxiety because you've told us not to. Rather, you said, by prayer, with supplication, all wrapped up in thanksgiving, bringing it before you. And so tonight, we're thankful that we live in a country. We have the ability to communicate. I thank you for every person who is listening here and watching tonight via this technology. I thank you, Father, for all of those who have prayed and those who have voted and those who are committed to standing for your biblical truth, Lord, because that commitment stays regardless of the outcome of an election. We're called to serve you regardless, and we will do that. Of course, we understand that part of our serving is reflecting the values and the truth of your word in the broader culture. And one of the ways we do that is by voting and through our elections. But Father, tonight, I pray that you would hear our prayers as we gather together across this country. Hear our prayers. And may the name of the Lord Jesus Christ be lifted up, and may his kingdom be advanced. Joining us from Southern California, Pastor Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, no stranger to the Family Research Council family. And Pastor Jack, thank you for joining us tonight. Thank you for all that you've done leading up to this election and being a voice challenging churches to open and pray. And you and I were actually talking about this earlier today. I think part of the reason we've had this chaos and this what's happening and unfolding right now is in part because churches have been closed down. I think that was by design. But we need to be praying, and I want to thank you for joining us tonight to do that.
Tony, I want to thank you for the invitation, and Michelle, thank you very much. And what we need to remember, Tony, I'm so grateful for the verse and passage you just read. What we all need to remember is that heaven has not been moved one inch by what's going on. Heaven is not wringing its hands. God is not peeping over a cloud, fretting about how it's going to go. We need to remember that as believers, the perspective that we look from is heaven. And the filter is the Word of God. It is true. We love our nation, and so we should. And God has given us a great nation, and we're not going to surrender this nation. And I want to encourage all of you that the fact of the matter is we get up in the morning and we read our scriptures and we love the great exploits of God's people. And, you know, we revel around the victorious work that God did in David's life, or we are thrilled by Daniel coming out of the lion's den. We love these things. We love the idea, and we love the reality that Moses actually stepped into the Red Sea and it parted, and the children of Israel went across, and Pharaoh's army was completely swallowed up. We love that. But now it's come to us. This is our time. And I want to encourage everyone before we pray that you do not let your Christianity or your faith be theoretical. It's not going to do you any good if it's theoretical. Our faith is active. It is real. The same God that brought Israel through the water and Daniel through the den is the fact that it's the same God today that's going to bring us through this election drama. And you say, well, Pastor Jack, how's it going to go? How's it going to go? I don't know how it's going to go, but I know that he knows how it's going to go. And I know this. What if all of this God is using to bring about righteousness in our land? You know, you got to expose evil before you can deal with it. What if God is bringing Donald Trump to a place where it's not just victory? What if Donald Trump's greatest victory is falling on his knees before Jesus and his hands straight up, and God doesn't give the victory until that happens, like Nebuchadnezzar? Who's to say? I don't know, but I know this. We're going to pray right now to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and we're going to pray believing, because my God is pro-life. My God's pro-Israel. My God is pro-religious freedom. And we're going to commit those things to him, because the other party are not for those things. So let's see God right now. Father, we come before you. And Lord, we humble our hearts. God, right now, one of the greatest convictions upon my heart as a pastor, what I'm doing and scouring over my own soul and witness is, did I humble myself enough? Did I pray enough? Did I seek you enough? Lord, did I petition you so hard and so strong and so relentlessly that you might heal our land? And then I think about our church. I think about the pulpits. And I ask you, Lord God, whatever deficiencies that may be existing in our commitment to you as a church in America, that you would forgive us right now in Jesus' name. God, that you'd begin to move in our own hearts. And Lord, we all want this election to go for pro-Israel and pro-life and pro-religious freedoms. We want Donald Trump reelected. And we're going to fight and pray in that direction, Lord, because it's the right thing to do. But Father, I pray right now more than anything, and I pray against my own desires, that whatever is best for your church, will you do that? Whatever is best for America, will you do that? Whatever is best for the pulpits in America, will you do that? Lord, whatever is best for your pastors who are called by you, will you do that? Heavenly Father, we are a covenant nation, unique from all nations on earth outside of Israel. Our pilgrim fathers assembled themselves before you based upon a covenant. And God, we pray that you would remember that covenant, and Lord, that you would expose the evil, that God, you would bring every attempt to manipulate, to steal, to lie, to cheat into the light. Dear God in heaven, we're asking you to shine your light upon anything that's amiss, because we don't know. There is no way for us to know. There's no way for Giuliani to know, or the FBI, or the Department of Justice. It's impossible, Lord, unless you expose it. And then, Father God, I'm hopeful right now. I'm hopeful, Lord, and I'm grateful that my daughter gave me this light this evening, that we wouldn't have known about so much of the evil that's in this land without Donald Trump being elected over these last 3.5-4 years. We wouldn't have known about the corruption of the FBI. We wouldn't have known about the corruption of so many departments and so many people without Donald Trump being president. And Lord, is this one more thing where you are exposing that maybe our election process has been so corrupt for so long that part of your purging and cleansing of our nation is to expose even this, the ugliest thing of all? That we are corrupt to the core this bad? And God, that you would please, please, Lord Jesus, that you would reveal this ugly swamp poison? And Lord, if I could be so bold and ask you, God, that not only would Trump win, if it be thy will, but win in such a way that your Holy Spirit would communicate the victory, not the media, not Twitter, not anything else, but the Holy Spirit, Lord, you, the one who we've cried out to for months, if not longer, that you and you alone would be the one that would reveal your strong and mighty hand. God, look down upon us. We beg of you in Jesus' name, have mercy upon us, Lord, and unturn or overturn every evil plot, unearth every scheme, and cause righteousness to prevail. So, Lord God in heaven, I ask of you with my brother and my sister tonight and these on this gathering that you would please reveal your strong and mighty arm. And Lord, soon and very soon, we would be able to proclaim, this is the hand of our God, and worthy is his name. And it's in that name we pray, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Jack. As you were praying, I was just thinking about a conversation I had a few weeks back about this election, and people ask me how I thought it was going to unfold. Of course, all along, we've talked about how the polls, you know, I've been slanted against the president, and there's supposed to be this liberal wave that swept the country, and it didn't happen because we can't trust what's in the media and these pollsters. But I did recall making the statement that I felt the president was going to win in such a way that only God could get the glory for it, and all everything would point to him. And here we may find ourselves in a situation that is not unlike something happened 20 years ago in the Bush v. Gore case that went all the way to the Supreme Court over the election in 2000, with Florida being the outlier in that particular election. And it was December the 8th, if I recall correctly, when that election was decided by the Supreme Court case. So we've been here before, and that's one of the reasons we're here praying tonight, asking the Lord to intervene, to guide this process, and ensure that, as you were praying, Jack, things we can't see, we don't know, it's behind closed doors, and that's a part of the issue of one of these lawsuits, allowing representatives from the campaign to actually see the process. But the Lord sees all of this, and nothing takes the Lord by surprise. Michelle Bachman, thank you for being with us tonight. You have been leading a prayer effort now for over 10 weeks each week here at the Family Research Council. And I so appreciate you doing that. You are a true prayer warrior. And I thank you for joining us tonight, and just ask you to lead us forward as the Lord would have you pray. Pray for us tonight.
Amen. Tony, thank you. And I want to thank every one of our supporters and family at Family Research Council for joining Pastor Jack Hibbs and Pastor Tony Perkins and myself on this prayer call tonight. I know many people are disappointed because they thought we would have a clear result by now. We can be disappointed, but I don't think we should be discouraged by a long shot. And the reason why I say that is because as we focus our eyes on Scripture, we see how great, mighty, powerful our God is. I think we have a full position before the throne of grace to go to our God and pray according to Scripture in faith. So I want to encourage all of you. I would suggest turn off the news and instead turn on praise and worship music. Worship the Lord first, and then get on your knees and start praying according to the Scripture. It will fill your hearts with joy. So join me now. Oh, Father, I thank you, O God, for what your word says, which is very clear. You say in Isaiah 43, verse 13, from eternity to eternity, I am God. No one can snatch anyone out of my hand. No one can undo what I have done. When the Lord has done something, take it to the bank. It is done. And if the Lord has determined that Donald Trump is to be our next president, it will not be snatched out of his hand, because he is the one ultimately who made that determination and decision. And we trust in the name of the Lord our God. So, Father, we trust you right now. There is no question. You are the God of eternity to eternity. Nothing will be snatched out of your hand. Nothing that you have done will be undone. And we thank you and we praise you for that. That is who you are. And that gives us great springs of joy in our soul and in our spirit. We have every reason to rejoice in you tonight. We know who the devil is. We understand him. We understand from your word, because you tell us in his word that the devil inhibits the work of God's people, according to 1 Thessalonians 2:18. You say in your word, oh God, that Satan opposes God, he opposes you, and he seeks to destroy God's people in Revelation 12:12. But Jesus came to destroy Satan's work, and it is destroyed. God turns what the devil intends for evil into good. And we are to stand firm and resist the devil, according to Ephesians 4:27, praying for God's deliverance, Matthew 6:13. And so, Father, we pray according to your word. We ask you for deliverance, Father. We ask you for deliverance from the hidden deeds of darkness. In spiritual terms, darkness means it's closed, it's blinded, it's evil, it's a place of punishment. Well, be gone in Jesus' name. We stand on the finished work at the cross. At the cross, Satan was forever defeated. Once and for all, he's defeated. We don't stand here in fear tonight of Satan. We stand here tonight boldly on the claims of Jesus Christ. We will not be intimidated. And that's why we read, according to Ephesians 5, verse 10, carefully determine what pleases the Lord. Take no part in the worthless deeds of evil and darkness. Instead, expose them. Thank you, O God, that you've exposed those deeds of darkness, and you will continue to expose those deeds. It is shameful even to talk about the things that ungodly people do in secret, but their evil intentions will be exposed when the light shines on them. O God, we are praying right now according to your word. Their evil intentions, oh God, would you continue to expose them when you take your light and you put your light on those evil deeds of darkness? For the light makes everything visible. Oh God, I pray in every state across the country, in every precinct, in every polling place, that you would expose the hidden deeds of darkness and make it known, oh God. Make it known for the courts. Make it known for the media. Make it known for the world. Most importantly, oh God, make it known in your heavenly gates, in your royal throne and kingdom and courtroom, because your word is clear. You say, oh God, in Psalms 82, God presides over heaven's court. Lord, that is the courtroom that we are going to. We ask that what is done in heaven would be done on earth. You are the God of heaven's courts. We appeal to you, O righteous judge, as you expose the hidden deeds of darkness. And also, Father, we ask that you would hand down just decisions. Lord, would you do this for us in the United States, for your people? Would you hand down just decisions in the United States of America? And we thank you and we praise you, because verse 8 of Psalms 82 says, rise up, O God, and judge the earth, for all the nations belong to you. O God, that includes the United States of America. O God, we belong to you. So we thank you, O God, for what you are doing in your midst. Psalms 83, O God, do not be silent. Do not be deaf. Do not be quiet, O God. Don't you hear the uproar of your enemies? Don't you see that your arrogant enemies are rising up? They devise crafty schemes against your people. They conspire against your precious ones. O God, as it says in Psalms 83, verse 13, oh my God, scatter them like tumbleweed, like chaff before the wind, as fire burns a forest, and as the flame sets mountains ablaze. Then they will let them be ashamed and terrified forever. Then they will learn that you alone are called the Lord, that you alone are the Most High, supreme over all the earth. Oh, Father, this is where we go, to your heavenly courts, to the righteous God, to the righteous judge, to the Lord of Heaven's armies. We don't come from a place of desperation because we're worried we don't have enough energy. Lord, we count on your energy, your authority, who you are, and we thank you ahead of time in Jesus' name that before the prayers even left our lips this evening, you've already heard and you've already answered. We thank you that your choice has been sealed in heaven, and that which is done in heaven, may it be done here on earth in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Michelle. You started by telling people to turn off the television and turn off the radio and open the Word of God. Spend time in prayer. And now I will say, don't turn off the radio between 5 and 6 p.m. Eastern time when Washington Watch is on, but because we bring it to you from a biblical perspective. But I was thinking about this as Michelle was sharing that when we're listening to this repetitive message that's coming from the media, it's basically we're being downloaded on, and it's all negative, and it is inconsistent with what we know to be true, not just this election, but everything we're hearing from the media. This has exposed, as we've been praying, this as Jack was praying, I think this election cycle has exposed once again, maybe once and for all, how the media is really a part of the opposition party. They were doing everything they could to shape the outcome of this election, not project it. And so we certainly shouldn't trust them when it comes to reporting what's happening now. Why should we? But rather than letting someone just kind of dump this negative stuff on us, do what the Word of God says. Be anxious for nothing, but by prayer and supplication, let your request be made known unto God with thanksgiving. So instead of people downloading on us and dumping all of that that deceit, deception upon us, we can turn around and we can actually go to God with our appeal. And it's not just a one-way communication that we're getting from a television or radio. We can actually commune with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And, you know, I was thinking of this verse as well from Psalms, that some trust in horses, some trust in chariots, but we will trust in the name of the Lord. And so I want to close this out tonight with another word of prayer. And I do want to thank each and every one of you for joining us. And as we see as we see it being necessary, we will continue to gather and pray. I would encourage you to continue to pray, to pray without ceasing. But if we need to gather together via this means, through communications, through technology, we will do so. But we will continue to keep you informed. I do encourage you to tune in to Washington Watch as we give you that information from a hopeful perspective, from a position of biblical truth, to inform you as to how you can continue to stand as you pray. But let's close our time together tonight in prayer. Father, thank you that we do have the privilege and the opportunity to come to you and to bring our concerns, to bring our needs, Lord, to bring this nation before you. Lord, you've been so gracious to us, and I thank you for the last election it was clearly acknowledged that you moved and you brought about the results of that election. And we saw that, so many of us saw that as an extension of your grace to this nation. We didn't deserve it. But Lord, we've enjoyed a relative peace from a standpoint of we've had a government that's not been persecuting or prosecuting people of faith. We've had administration that has promoted the sanctity of life, and I pray that you would look upon that with favor. Lord, we've had an administration that has protected religious freedom and has been unapologetic in its defense of Christianity. I pray that you would look upon that favorably. Lord, I know that not everything has been done right. I pray that your grace would be extended to all of us. And I do pray, Father, that once again, you would be merciful to us as a nation, not for our benefit, Lord, although we do become the beneficiaries of your grace. But I pray, Father, that, you know, as Jack was praying earlier, Lord, I want to pray that you would move in this nation in such a way that you bring glory and honor to your name, and that the nations would look to you and say, there is the one true God at work we see his hand upon America. And so, Father, I pray not for our sake, not for our standing, because we have none, but I pray for the sake of the Lord Jesus Christ and for your name and for the fact that America is seen as a Christian nation, that, Lord, you would be merciful to us, you would hear these prayers, and you would move. Expose the darkness, the schemes set to turn this election in a way, Lord, that it should not be going. But Father, I pray that in the hearts of your people, that there would be peace tonight, that they would go to sleep, they would sleep well. Lord, confident of knowing that we have done what you've called us to do. We've done our duty, but the results belong to you. And so we trust you with the results. And Lord, tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, regardless of the political climate in this country, regardless of the culture in this country, we will continue to do what you've called us to do, to change that culture, to change the world around us by sharing with them and living out before them the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, Father, I pray that there would be a peace, there would be even a joy that would come into the hearts of your people all across this nation. I pray even tonight for the president. Lord, I know he's anxious. He is unsettled. I pray, Father, that your peace would envelop him. I pray, Father, that he would see your hand at work in ways that he's never seen before. And I pray that all of us, Lord, would rest in you, obedient, doing our part, but trusting in you. Father, thank you that you've heard our prayers, and I thank you again for each and every one who has joined with us in this time of prayer. And I do speak a blessing upon them, that you would encourage them and strengthen them. And Lord, from that position of joy, may we find our strength, and may we continue to stand and bring honor and glory to you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today. I'm David Salkeld, thanking you for being with us. And I want to encourage you to be back here next week for the weekend edition of Washington Watch with Tony Perkins.
Washington Watch Weekend Edition is powered by the Family Research Council and is entirely listener-supported. For more information on anything you've heard today, or to find out how you can partner with us in our ongoing efforts to promote faith, family, and freedom, visit TonyPerkins.com. Also, to leave a comment about Washington Watch, call our watch line at 1-866-372-7234. That's 1-866-372-7234.